Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew delivers an important message on the Christian life entitled Broadway Life, No Repentance, No Obedience Necessary, preached July 18th, 2021. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, beginning with verse 13.
There are many ministers in evangelicalism, meaning Bible-believing people, who teach you don't have to repent or obey the Lord Jesus to be saved. You could live Broadway life and still be saved. You can keep your sins and be saved from God's wrath. We don't believe that. This church preaches the word with all authority. This church have two sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper. This church disciplines. And I introduced a fourth mark, fellowship, meaning find out who needs what, and we provide what they need. And then we will tell them, get a job. Because we work 6 days, we do that to provide. If you don't provide your family, you are worse than an animal, Pastor's translation. And if you love Jesus Christ, you also obey your parents, your pastors, and your policemen. He is for law and order. Broadway life of disobedience to the Lord Jesus, chosen by many people, that lead to eternal destruction. Few have chosen the narrow road life under the discipline of the Lord Jesus Christ. Narrow road life of obedience to our Lord Jesus that leads to eternal life, not destruction. There is a hell and there is a heaven. Like Timothy, I was enabled to choose life, eternal life, from infancy. The Broadway life is the opposite of narrow way life. Most people in this church chose the way I did. It is the way of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The narrow way leads to heaven. It is the way of repentance and obedience. If you are elect in eternity, predestinated to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, if you are effectually called, regenerated, repenting and believing, justified, adopted, sanctified, to be glorified in new heaven and new earth forever and ever. This is why I don't serve money. I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one is obedience is not optional. Hebrews 5, 8 and 9. Listen. Although he was God's eternal son, Pastor's translation, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. If you don't obey Jesus Christ, you are not saved. You are damned, on the other hand. Romans 8:29, for those God foreknew. Professor John Murray said what? Foreloved in eternity. He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, Jesus, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Jesus Christ is my oldest brother. We are to conform to his image. John 8:29, listen. The one who sent me is with me. Who sent him? The Father. He has not left me alone. I remember praying in the ship. I am alone. But I wasn't alone. God was with us. And he provided everything. John 4:34, my food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me. Damned are the preachers who preach you can keep your sins and be saved. My food, my happiness, my strength is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work, work of redemption. He finished it when he died for us. We sinned, he died. That is the gospel, sir. We sinned, he died. And he finished his work. John 28:29, the one who sent me is with me, for he has not left me alone. For I always do what pleases him. The Father fellowships with us. And this is nth degree happiness. Your money cannot do it. John 14:31, listen. But the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. You read 1 Samuel 15:3. The damned Saul did not do exact obedience. He was damned by God. Holy Spirit left him and an evil spirit came and tormented him. Exact obedience. Immediate obedience, exact obedience, and joyful obedience. John 19:30 says, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, Tetelestai, it is finished. One word. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. He finished the work of redemption. Hallelujah. For you, that you may have eternal life. John 14:15. If you love me, you will obey what I command. Not beg. There are a lot of parents beg and bribe. The children spit on their faces. If you love me, you will obey what I command. Saint Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Yes. After his resurrection, he met him. Do you love me more than your life? And he said, yes, yes, yes. Then he said, they are going to crucify you. And he was crucified and kept the faith. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. We don't have discrimination here, sir. We love all God's people.
Yes.
We help all God's people.
Amen.
That's why we talk and want to know what is your need.
Right.
And we take care of it. If you love me, John 14:15, you will obey what I command. It's a proof. Obedience is the proof that you are saved by God, Holy Spirit, by His monergistic work. When God poured out Holy Spirit in India in 1925, oh, what love. My father was dying at 35. And the church came and prayed. And he said, what are you praying about? I am in heaven. I am having a good time. But God spared him. We are brought up in miracles, sir. Regeneration is a miracle. You are given a new mind, a new will, and a new set of emotions.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit dwells in you, commanding you to do what you must do. Regeneration is a miracle, sir.
Yes.
Somebody read 2 Corinthians 5:17. New creation, sir.
The old has gone, the new has come.
Old is gone, and I was brought up in this new life. Train a child the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And you look at Pastor Matthew, he did not depart from it. John 14:21, 23, and 24. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. If you don't obey your parents, your pastors, you are damned. He is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
Hallelujah.
Happiness nth degree. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit dwell in you in the person of the Holy Spirit. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. Logic, sir. These words are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. Oh, obedience is a dirty word in America. God sent me to this place. Before I came, a pastor in the city of Davis was given a vision that such a man is coming and he will preach the truth and people will hear it. John 15:10, if you obey my commands, obedience is not optional, sir. You will remain in my love just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. Jesus obeyed the Father. Christians obey Jesus. Psalm 103, verse 18. The Lord's love is with those who fear Him. Fear Him means obey Him. Genesis 22 says that. With those who keep His covenant. And the covenant you made is in baptism. If you confess Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you are saved. 1 John 2, verse 3 through 5, listen. We know means we know for sure. We have come to know Him, that is God, if we obey His command. When you are not obedient to parents, you are damned. I conclude, you will choose Broadway life. I said, you go out of this church to what?
Sin.
To sin, to fornicate. We know that we have come to know Him if we obey His commands. The man who says, I know Him, but does not obey what He commands, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But if anybody obeys His word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in Him, through obedience. That doesn't mean we always obey, but we repent. Thank God that He accepts our repentance. 1 John 3, 22 and 24, we receive from Him anything we ask because we obey His commands. He always commands. He never begs. He is eternal God. Yes. Almighty God. All holy God.
Yes.
And do what pleases Him. Those who obey His commands live in Him and He in them. Happiness. And this is how we know that He lives in us. We know by His Spirit. By the Spirit, God lives. All three persons live in us. Through His Spirit. What is the job Spirit is doing? Application of redemption Christ accomplished. 1 John 5:3. This is love for God. To obey His commands. And His commands are not burdensome. Saint Peter found out. Behold, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the ages, to help you when you are crucified. Saint Stephen was stoned to death. Saint Paul was beheaded. But God is with us. So enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. I chose the narrow road. Obedience to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Parents and pastors. John 17:6. I have revealed you to those you gave me out of this world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed our word. See, obedience matters.
Yes.
It's not a dirty four-letter word. Obey has four letters. But evangelicalism has made it a dirty word. 2 Peter 1:10 says, this is most important. Therefore, my brothers, ancestors, and parents, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. How? By your present obedience. If you disobeyed, you repented. And God forgives us. Thank God. He forgives us. Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord. Oh, spirituality, repetition. Will enter the kingdom of heaven. But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. The visible church is a mixture of truly saved and not truly saved, disobedient. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And not only that, in your name we drive out demons. And in your name we perform many miracles. You must open the gate to heaven. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Pastor's translation, what?
Go to hell.
Go to hell. Eternal hell, sir. There is a sermon I preached from Luke 16. Surprised by hell. The rich man thought he would go to heaven and Lazarus will go to hell because he was poor, very poor. The reverse happened. Surprised by hell. Philippians 2, 12 and 13. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, always, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation by obedience. With fear and trembling, sir. Have you seen infinite God? I haven't seen. But when you see him, you will drop dead. That's what happened for St. John in Revelation chapter 1 at the last verse. For God works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Thank God he works in us.
Thank you, Lord.
And by the Spirit we have the power to work out. 1 John 5:19, God spoke to me to preach this. We know for sure we are children of God. How? And the whole world is under the control of the evil one. Many in this country, oh, they are proud of how much money. They have one goal. What is that? Retire well. They are damned. They have no interest in the gospel. Retire well. To God's elect, 1 Peter 1:2, listen, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, the purpose for obedience to Jesus Christ. Our life's purpose is obedience to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And 1 Peter 1:14, wrong translation, so I translated it correctly. As children of obedience, not obedient children, As children of obedience, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. The whole world lives in ignorance. Few will believe in the knowledge of God. 1 Peter 1:22. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth. If you want to be clean, obey the truth. Obey God. So that you have sincere love for your brothers. Love one another deeply from the heart. The lowest caste in India, caste society, all of a sudden God poured out His Spirit. There were two sisters, lowest caste. I considered them as my mother. All distinction is gone. They will come to our house uneducated, but they learned, praise the Lord. And all of a sudden, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Second point, repentance. Ephesians 4:28. He who has been stealing must steal no longer. That's what repentance means. But must work doing something useful with his own hands. For what purpose? That you may have something to give to those in need. I was brought up understanding what church is. Love one another. There was nobody who needed anything. My own pastor, Hindu royalty, and he sold his land and brought the money to the church to take care of people. That is the first use of money, to take care of people who are your family. Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Thank God He forgives. We sinned and He died. He was the poorest man lived on the face of the earth. Luke 9:58. Foxes have holes, birds have nests, but Son of Man has no place to lay His head. Finally, He laid His head on the cross. Acts 17:30. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance. God calls it ignorance. We call it educated person who went to Harvard and Stanford. Do you know that these schools were established by God's people? Especially to train ministers. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance. All that you glory in is what, sir? Ignorance. But now He commands all people everywhere to repent, including Davis. Everywhere to repent. Acts 20:21. I have declared to both the Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance means leave your life of sin and follow Jesus Christ. Acts 26:20. First to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and all Judea, and to the Gentiles also, I preach that they should repent and turn to God and prove your repentance by your good work. Proof. Don't say you repented. Proof. I demand proof. That's what happened in our church. A rich person, his kid was doing wrong. And all of a sudden he came to church and completely changed. And the mother was surprised, and mother came. A Hindu. And this is fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. If you are believers, prove you are saved by a life of repentance and obedience. And if you are not, I don't know. I counsel you, believe in Jesus. And He will forgive all your sins.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, have mercy upon us.
Mercy, Lord.
Thank you for choosing us in eternity. Few people to be saved. And we are saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.